Reporting live, the weather is only going to get worse from here as the storm approaches. It's advised that you stay home where it's dry. Many places are expected to flood over the next couple of days, so stay alert, stay safe, and check in at 10 for more.
Yeah, right.
You don't trust that easily, do you?
Where did you come from?
That's for me to know and for you to not find out.
I never caught your name.
I didn't throw it. It's probably not a good idea to go home anytime soon. Lucky for you and your graveyard shifts.
The news is full of bull. It's not even raining.
You were saying?
A little rain won't hurt anyone. I'm sure it's fine.
Would having company during their shift damage the great Micah's ego?
Well, I've heard there are worse punishments.
Do you want to find out?
She had far too many tricks up her sleeve. The kind of face you knew could pull the innocence card all too easily. Just Salem's kind of mistake. They'd insist it was a type, but I've seen them burn through far too many guys and girls to know better. She was either trouble or born yesterday. Too much enthusiasm to be doing anything without an end goal.
So, what's the night shift normally like?
Quiet. Empty. Dull.
I'll bet with that bar right around the... Oh. You're serious?
It has been so far. Can't even hear the other shops closing down for the night.
Strange. Scratch that. I'd call it eerie. A creepy ghost town.
My thoughts exactly.
Good evening, sir. How can we be of service?
It was him. Oversized jacket, head down, the lot. No doubt in my mind.
Sir?
He took the same path he always does. Down to the left, 6 paces, just out of view, and then the trend continues. Up and down a few aisles, I assume. What's the point if he already knows what he's buying? I hear him walk further, but he never comes back into view. Never turns the next corner to stare aimlessly, just walks. My head hurts trying to figure it out.
Do you know him?
He's a frequent customer. Comes in every day, I think. Couldn't tell you anything else, though. Haven't seen his hands, let alone his face.
Does he normally ignore you like that?
No. He usually says something, at least. Maybe he's having a bad day.
Well, only one way to find out.
Where are you going?
Live a little, Micah. Nobody's coming through that door anytime soon.
But we can't just... I can't just... Wait up!
Now, where the hell did he go?
How am I meant to know? I thought you were following him.
What? Get distracted?
Yeah, try not to pop a lung.
Awfully dramatic, don't you think?
Thanks, I get it from my sister.
Naomi, I thought she was younger than you.
How did you... No, you know what? Actually, I don't want to know. So, are you gonna tell me your name anytime soon?
You have to earn it.
Earn it how?
That's for you to decide.
Ah!
Well, that's one way to set a mood.
The lights are out. Not just the lights in the shop, but the street lights across the road, and the surrounding houses by the looks of it. Nothing but the good old-fashioned moon. Oh joy. We probably should have locked the door if we were going to be running around the store like madmen. No sane person would be wandering out there anyways. Speaking of, I wonder where he-
Forgive me for- Forgive me for interrupting, but you're going to need flashlights wandering around like this.
Were you trying to give us a heart attack?
Ignore them, they're a little jumpy. Thanks for the flashlight, Mr...
Have you ever seen a staring contest from a distance? It's painful and confusing and hard to tell who's winning when you still can't see one of their faces. I wonder if she could see it standing so close to him. Between the mysteries and the sneaking around, these two had a lot in common now that I think about it. Another thing they had in common? I still had no clue what either of their names were.
Why don't you take the hood off, big man? Scared of a little light?
Only if you take the mask off.
I don't trade physical and metaphorical like that.
That is an awful shame.
Is this a standoff or flirting?
I don't know you well enough for that.
Keep dreaming, old man.
I'm 29.
Ooh, so now we're getting somewhere.
Maybe this is my villain story.
I beg your pardon.
not important. Is it getting cold for anyone else?
Why, Micah? Are you looking for someone to cuddle up with?
I'm looking to not freeze to death in this creepy-ass shop.
Would a fire suffice?
Great. A fire in the rain. Effective.
My dear, you must be mistaken. Whoever said anything about going outside?
You want to start a fire in the convenience store? No way, I'm not out to get fired anytime soon.
I wouldn't worry about that. I'm sure the three of us can keep a secret.
Light it up, Mystery Man.
But what about cameras or smoke detectors?
You're right. We shall have to do this in another room.
Oh, there's also a smoke detector in the bathroom as well.
How'd you figure that one out, genius? Oh my hell, what did you do?
That's the story for another day. Lead the way, Trenchcoat.
How long are these nicknames of yours going to last?
Until you tell us what to call you.
Very well.
So?
This way.
Are you kidding me? These two are going to drag me up the wall faster than Naomi's shower singing used to.
Here we are.
This is a wall.
You lack imagination, my dear. If you do me the honor of moving that plant, oh, high and mighty.
Sure thing, detective.
We have a secret room? Did you know about this?
You know that window outside?
This? This is where the blackout window is? Well, hey, those look important. You probably shouldn't be setting paperwork on fire. Never mind.
The bin is metal. This is perfectly safe and controlled.
Live on the edge a little, Micah. Get a bit of adrenaline in your system.
I think I'd rather do that without the near-death experiences.
That could be arranged.
We sat there for what felt like hours. For all I know, it could have been. A few comments here and there. Something to fill in the gaps just before the air went stale. They both seemed pretty content to sit there like that. I get the feeling that staring at an open flame for so long was at least four different types of unhealthy, but who was I to stop them? I, of course, kept the questions burning into my soul, piling up like there's no tomorrow. Until I finally snapped. For someone who doesn't work here, you know an awful lot, and at this point, I'm convinced you're either planning to rob the place or a serial killer, and if you don't start talking soon, I swear to the storm outside that I'm gonna—
It's Mateo.
Wait, what?
You lasted longer than I thought you would, in all honesty. But I could see it bubbling. My name's Mateo Smith. Just Mateo is fine.
Aren't they so easy to read?
Surprisingly so. It seemed only fair, my dear, seeing as I know of yours.
Well, yeah, it's pinned to my shirt along with my... It was at this point it hit me. My supposed co-worker didn't have a name on her badge, just pronouns. It was blank in the space like she'd smoothed the metal back down to white herself. The badge was a requirement. I didn't have much of a uniform, so it was a form of identification. Proof, if you will. But the way she sometimes eyes the cameras is... Am I housing a criminal?
Micah, you good there, pretty boy?
Yeah, I'm fine, just thinking.
And we're back in business.
I should get back behind the counter. Don't believe I served you yet today, have I, Mateo?
You have not. I suppose we shall have to say goodbye to the fire, shan't we? You go on ahead, my dear, I'll be there in a moment.
I wish I could say I had plenty of days stranger than this one. But after tonight, I don't think I'll be sleeping for at least the next week. At least the dead inside look as popular right now. This time tomorrow, and my jeans will be stretched from the amount of crystals and charms Salem's gonna convince me to carry. No amount of power breaks my bad luck streak.
Life hack. If you grow out your hair long enough to cover your eyes, nobody would ever know what direction you're looking. If you lack hair, you could buy obnoxiously large sunglasses and hope nobody notices. In this episode, you heard Oscar Tumbleweed Tom Ramos as the news reporter, Luca Miller as Micah Oak, Angela Yee as the co-worker, and Kit Batterson as Mateo Smith. It's Bad Luck is written and produced by CryMJ, and credits are read by Kit Patterson. Thank you for listening.
Hello there. Are your wandering ears by any chance looking for a podcast to settle on? Consider taking up a house on Little Street. The place is plagued with change and secrets, and house sales are frequent. Very few of them are haunted. Promise. You can enjoy any number of the homes on Little Street for the torturous cost of free by following Neighbourly wherever you get your podcasts. That's Neighbourly, spelled with a U, wherever you get podcasts. And don't worry too much about your neighbours. I'm sure they're all perfectly normal.